Parshas Behar. So the Chizkuni brings down that we have the mitzvah by Shemitah, and you have the mitzvah, not by Shemitah, by Yovel, and you have the Shemitah by Sfira Soimer of Sfira, Vesafarta Lecho, Usfartam Lochem. He says, the Chizkuni, there's a difference. In by Sfira Soimer, it is a mitzvah, but you don't make a brocha. So, because the mitzvah is on the Bezdin. Right, like Shita Sarambam, that the sphere of Shnei Sayoivel is a mitzvah in the Bezdin. However, by Sphira Sa'oimah, says the Chizkuni, there are two parshas. There is one in Parshas Emor, one in Parshas Re. So says the Chizkuni, therefore there's a mitzvah on the Bezdin, and there's a mitzvah on the Tzibur. And the mitzvah on the Tzibur, you make a brocha. That's what he says. Now, so Rabbi Yashaber explains, and is brought down in Eretz Tzvi, what does that mean? That there are two parshas, and one is the Bezdin, one is the Tzibur. He said, because if you look at the care for the parsha, one parsha is Beloshen Yochid, Safarta Lecho, and the other one is Sfartem Lochem, Beloshen Rabim. And stating going, always when it's Beloshen Yochid is on the Tzibur, when it's Beloshen Rabim is on the Yochid. When it's Beloshen Yochid is the communal mitzvah, is the Tzibur, the mitzvah. So that mitzvah is on the Bezdin, because the Bezdin is a representative of the Tzibur. When it's Beloshen Rabim is on the Tzibur, each one individually. So Zokter Lazoi. One parsha says Visfa Safarta Lecho, right? Mechel Chermesh Bakar Mechel Chermesh Bakamo Toch Lispor Shiva Shavuos. That Toch Lispor is Beloshen Yochid. So that mitzvah is on the Tzibur. By our parsha, Parsha Semur, it says Sfartem Lochem Mimochras Hashab. It says Beloshen Abim. That's a mitzvah on each individual. So say the Chizkuni, mitzvah on each individual, you make a brocha. The other ones on the Tzibur, you don't make a brocha. Why? Because the mitzvah on the Tzibur. So says Rabbi Yashaber, if you look at it, it's very interesting. If the mitzvah is on the Tzibur, if the mitzvah is on the Tzibur and the Yochid, if you're very careful in the parshas, you'll see something very amazing. That in the parsha, which is Beloshen Yochid, which is on the Bezdin as a shliach of the Tzibur, there it says only Shavuos. Toch Lispor Shiva Shavuos. Mashainke in the parsha by us, which is Parsha Zemor, it says, Sforte Belochim Mochra Shabbos, Seva Shavuos Tosmesiena, Ad Mimochras Shabbos Ashvis, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. Chamishim Yoim, it says Sfiras Hayomim. So that's the difference. The Sfiras Hayomim is a mitzvah on each one of the Tzibur, each individual. The mitzvah of Shavuos, to count the weeks, that mitzvah is only on the Bezdin. And he says, why? Because the Bezdin is always Kuveh de Moyadim. We know the scroll always says, from the Rambam is Mashma, that Bezdin is not only Kuveh de Chodoshim. The Bezdin is Kuveh de Chodoshim, and through that, they're Kuveh de Moyadim. That's Mekadesh Yisroel Vazmanim. They are Mekadesh de Zmanim, the Kuveh de Moyadim. So, Bimela Shavuos is Chaga Shavuos. It's not Chaga Yom, it's Chaga Shavuos. So, the Pshad is Yontev, which is built on the weeks. So, therefore, to be Mekadesh the weeks is the Bezdin, because the Bezdin, by being Mekadesh the weeks, they're Mekadesh the Yontev. And therefore, the mitzvahs are Shavuos, the mitzvah of the Bezdin. The mitzvah of the individuals, the mitzvah of the days. That's what he says. He says, that's the pshat in the Gemara in Menachos. When the Gemara in Menachos says, Abai says, mitzvah limim niyoyme, mitzvah limim nishvoy, that today, that there's no Bezdin, is a mitzvah to do both. And Amimah says, no, he mot niyomim, lo ma nishvoy. He counted days, he didn't count weeks, because zechel amigdash. Everybody asks, zechel amigdash? If the amigdash did both, why don't we do both? According to Chizkuni, it's very geschmack. The reason why we don't do both is because in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, also the Yechidim did not do Shavuos. Shavuos is the Parsha, which is Parshas Re'eh, that's only on the Bezdin. Now that we don't have Bezdin, we don't do it. So Zechel Hamikdash is because Zechel Hamikdash, how the individuals did in the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, they did only the days. Now, what's the other Mandor? The other Mandomar, which is Abai in the Barbara Vashi, did he count the days and he counted weeks? So, because perhaps the Kedusha is the same way the Rambam says Sefer HaMitzvot. So, today that you don't have a Bezdin, who is Mekadesh de Moyadim? The Rambam says the Tzibur is Mekadesh de Moyadim. By the time of the Beis Hamikdash, you had a Bezdin of Smuchim. The Bezdin was the Shliach. They were the representatives. They represented the Tzibur. They were the agents of the Tzibur. Today that we don't have the agents of the Tzibur itself is Mekadesh. So Taked, Shviras HaShavuos is on the Tzibur to Mekadesh the Yontef. So he says, maybe according to Rav Aravashi, Shviras HaShavuos will be the Raisa. Why would it be the Raisa? Because today you don't have a Bezdin. You need somebody to be Mekadesh. That's the Tzibur, and that's wrong. That's what he says. But it comes out very interesting. that it's what two things is mechadash. The yontif is a function of weeks, and the ones who are kovea the weeks are the best in why. First of all, why is the best in counting Shavuos and the yontif tolling Shavuos not on days? The should be tall on days. What's the difference between days and weeks? So, and if the yontif is chal on the weeks, why do you have to count the days bechalal? Why is the yechidim count the days and the tzibur as a tzibur counts the weeks? The if the count of the weeks is important, just count the weeks. And if the days, why isn't the days kovei yontif? Okay, but that shita is a chizkuni. Rabbi Nerucham has a totally different shita. Rabbi Nerucham holds also his medayik, the two parshas. The two parshas, one parsha talks about tzviras of the days, one parsha doesn't talk about that. He says only me'achel cherbish bakoma toch lispor shiva shavuos. And if you look at the parsha, Zrei doesn't even mention the counting of the days. Says Rabbi Nerucham, that's the things he goes to ask. First of all, why, if there's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks, you should count them separate. Hayom, let's say today, Tisha v'Esrim Yoyim, and Hayoyim Arba Shavuos v'Yom Echad Loimer. So why do you count them together? Why do you lump them together? And why don't you make a separate bracha to each one? So says Rabbi Nerucham that there are two mitzvahs. But one mitzvah is only bismach b'sevedash kayim. If you look at Parshas Zarei, which is counting of the weeks, there it says the korban omer me'achel cheresh bakamo, only from when you bring the omer. So from when you bring the omer, you count weeks, because the counting of the weeks is totally on the omer. So we may look there today bisman hazeh, the sfiras hashvuos is not the raisa, sfiras hayomim is the raisa, but sfira, the counting of the weeks, is not the raisa. So therefore we lump together with the counting of the days. And zok there, that's the pshat by Amemar. Amemar counted days, he didn't count weeks. It's not pshat, he didn't count weeks, as Rabbi Nerucham, he counted weeks, but he didn't count weeks separately. He counted weeks as part of the days, because counting of the weeks is only bismach b'semigdash ayakayim. And the question is, first of all, why weeks bismach b'semigdash kayim? What's the pshat? So says that there is Or Sameach explains, because the Rabbi Nerucham is mashman, the Afiyod Rishonim say that's a soid komos. That's a soid, that's one of the secrets of the Torah, of why weeks is told in Bismigdash. So says the Or Sameach, I'll be megal soid, I'll tell you what the secret is. Because the Gemara says that we know that the Yom Tov Shavuos has Tashlumim Kol Shiva. Even though the Yom Tov is one day, you could bring the Korban any one of the 7 days. There is a 7-day window to bring the Korban. So the Gemara says, why? Because the same way that when you count days, you always, the Yom Tov is a function of how you make it. So here the Yom Tov is made out of Mone Shavuos Vasechag. You count weeks and you create a Yom Tov. So you see that the Yom Tov, the Gemara says, has 7 days. There is a week Yom Tov legabi korbanos. So Zog the Osamech, that's a pshat. There are two kinds of Yom Tov. There's a Yom Tov Shavuos, which is a 1 day. That's a counting of the days, and we do it outside the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Yom Tov of Shavuos was a 7-day Yom Tov, because you broke the Korban any day. So then this counting of the weeks to make the Yom Tov was the Raisa. So there are two Shavuos. There's a Shavuos, which is a day Shavuos, and that is Shaloi Beis HaMikdash Kayam. There is a 7-day holiday in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you had to count weeks to make it happen. And the question is again, according to Rabbi Nerucham, why is the yontev, the weak yontev, not for everybody, davki the Beis HaMikdash? If there is such a thing as a weak holiday, it should have been everywhere. This is the only yontev that for individuals, for Klal Yisrael, there's only a day holiday. In the Beis HaMikdash, legabi korbanos, it's a 7-day holiday, it's a weak holiday. Why isn't there a weak holiday for everybody? So that's the question number two. Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam means that's one mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to count days and to count weeks. So in other words, not two separate mitzvahs like Rabbi Nerucham, is one mitzvah to count days and to count weeks. There are two parts. And that, the Rambam's oraya, is that you see that you count them together. You lump them together. It's mashma, that's one mitzvah. But if you look at the Rambam in the Yad HaChazok in Tmidut Musafim, when he quotes the mitzvah in the summary before the halacha, he says it's a mitzvah to count sheva shavuos, to count 7 weeks. And in the halacha, the Rambam says also the mitzvah is to count weeks, and it's also a mitzvah to count days. So Rabbi Yerucham Perla says in his Biur on the Smag that is mashma, that the mitzvah, I'm sorry for the Rav Sadia Goin, when you look at seven mitzvahs of Rav Sadia Goin, the Rasag, meaning when he writes his Pirush on the Azores, he says, you see, for the Rambam, the mitzvah is to count weeks. Mashma, that's the Iker mitzvah. The mitzvah to count days, he says, perhaps is a drosha. And he says, it's not only Shitas HaRambam. That Shitas HaRambam goes into Shitas HaShiltas. This is also the same way that the mitzvah is to count weeks. And that's why the Pasuk always stresses weeks. There is an additional component that's learned from a drosha. And the drosha from Mimochras HaShabes Tispiru Chamishim Yom. And the idea is that that's only a drosha. He says, why? Because Chamishim Yom, the Gemara says in Menoches, the Chamishim Yom is telling you that if you count the weeks, not from a Shabbos, it's only 49 days because it's a made-up week. So that's why the Pasuk says you count weeks and you count days as a week, because really the mitzvah is to count weeks. But let's say like this year, if the counting starts in a different day of the week, like by us, it started on a Wednesday. If the Sfira, like today, starts on a Wednesday, on a Tuesday night, so then the week is a gemacht week, so it's called days. But the mitzvah is to count weeks. Now, I think that from the Rambam is very good, because if the mitzvah is to count weeks, if the mitzvah is not to count days, number one, you could understand from the Rambam, there is a shmachloikis in the tour, how do you actually count the weeks? And it's mashma from the Rambam that you count the weeks before you count the days. And like the Torah says, that you say Hayoyim Arba Shavuos VeYoyim Echad Loimer, you count the weeks because the days make up the weeks. The Chor according to the Rambam is not like Rabbi Rucham Perla says that there is a separate drosha to learn Yomim. The Pshat is the mitzvah is to count weeks, but you have to make the weeks by counting days. So the counting days are Echitimza, and that's much of the Rambam. You count the Shavuos and then you count the days, like the sheet of the Torah that says that you count the number of weeks, 4 weeks, and whatever is remnant left over in one day. So today is 4 weeks and one day. Because whenever the day the mitzvah is to make it into weeks. And that's much more the Mishabura. Because the Beis Halevi has a shaila like this. The Beis Halevi says, what happens if somebody forgot to count the days and he can't make a brocha? Can he count the weeks? If the weeks is a separate mitzvah, it's a separate chelik of the mitzvah, he should be able to do it. So he says, according to Rabbi Yerucham Zichernish, because counting the weeks is only Bizonch Bisabidash Kayim. But according to us, you should be able to do it. Because you could count the weeks. So on the days of the weeks, you could count. Bishtabura says beferush not. You have to count the days. If you forgot the weeks, perhaps it's good, perhaps it's not. But if you forgot the days, zikr is no good. You need to count the days. And it's very schwer. If the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, is to count weeks, according to most Rishonim, if you miss the weeks, nishgefelach, you have to count the days. If the mitzvah is to count weeks, the weeks is much more important than the days. But according to what we say, the pshat is to count weeks, but the weeks are made up of days. So if you didn't count days, you can't make a week. And that's why it's very geschmack. The mitzvah is real, like the Rambam says, is to count weeks. But you count weeks, mitzvah limim neyoyme. The mitzvah is to count the days and to form from the days a week. But the ikar mitzvah is to create a week. And that's why the Rambam brings the halacha, is ikar to count weeks. And the mitzvah to count days is to make weeks out of days. But if you didn't count days, you can't make up weeks. That's what the Bishop Rosh Hashanah says, that if you did not count the days, you missed the Sfira, even though you counted the weeks in those days. Okay? But again, this will be very interesting. So it comes out like this. According to Rambam, Mikar mitzvah is to count weeks. The days is the Ichitinza to count weeks. Why is the mitzvah to count weeks more important than counting days? That's the Ikar Mitzvah. So you see, the mitzvah of counting weeks, you have three ways. One of them is that's Koveh de Yontef, and that's done by Beis Din. One of them that's tall at the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, that's Ikar Mitzvah. What is so special about counting weeks? That's one of those three things. And to answer that, we have to understand what is the concept of counting. The mitzvah of counting is because the preparation for Kabbalah Satoyah, like we said, is the concept of Zman. The same way the world was created as Zman. Klal Yisrael was created as Zman. Our Achona for Torah is creating Zman. Zman is the pshat of causality, creating a process that one thing leads the other. Because Torah is a path that tells us that we have to build step by step, called Pruta or Pruta Mitztaref as the Cheshbon Gadol. That's why you don't say today is the second day of L'Omer. We say it's 2 days, because you create an avodah that creates a path, that creates a process. The process of growth is the concept of Zman. That's why those days is the Tikkun Abina, which is Le'ovin Dovar Mitoich Dovar. That one thing leads to the other. It creates sequentiality, it creates causality, it creates a process. That's the avodah. The avodah of Sfira Soyme is creating sphere, to realize that all of life is a great sphere, is creating a process of Zman in our process of growth. That is what Sfira is all about. But the Chidush of Shavuos is something much deeper. The Gemara says in Megillat Avot Amud Beis, Yogata Umatzasa Tomi. If you work and you found it, you should believe. The process is working, laboring, and then finding. So from the Goyin to the Chiddush Arim, to the Sfas Emes, and the Beis Halevi, they say, well, Matzasa is not the Loshon. It should be a Yogata Vehigata, or Yogata Yogata, not the Matzasa, Yogata Vehasisa, or Agata Vehigata. What does it mean, Yogata Matzasa? For the Gemara says always there are a few things which come Beis Hadas without any work, and one of them is Metzia. So Metzia is finding something without work. So can you gato matzasa? Says everybody, from the going to the Chiddush Arim, the process of Torah, you create a process, but the process is not that you add things and that's what you get. You learn and you do the process and you realize that you reached a place which is really not connected to the work before. It's like a metziah that comes be'esach hadas. You transcend to a level that really doesn't connect to the level before. That's what John Stuart Mill calls the concept of emergence. What's the concept of emergence? Emergence is that when you have the process, but you reach to a place that now the place, there's no causality caused by the steps before. If you go ahead and you try to reconnect down the causes of how the components led to the level, you realize what you reach doesn't really reconnect. The whole is greater than the parts. The avoid of Torah is that when you go and you go through Yegiyah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a miracle that you jump the process, a jump process, that you go to Metziah, which is not really connected to the work before. The Briskerov says, beautiful. He says, that's the idea of the pasuk that says, Im tevakshena kakesef, kematmuin tachpesena, az tovin yeretz Hashem. He says, there is business, you could go into business world, that you go and you work by the hour, you get paid, so you add. It's an additive process. But then there is kind of work that you go into finding a treasure. When you go find the treasure, it's not really, finding the treasure is not really correlated to the work you put in. He says, you're lucky, you find it, sometimes you stumble upon something. He says, Torah is like this, Im tevakshena kakesef, if you go and you search it and you look for it like money, which means that you create a process, but then kamatmoinim tachpesena, but then if you look for it like a treasure, that you look for something beyond, you look to the jump process, you look to stumble onto something, to transcend into something, as tovin yiras Hashem. Torah has 2 steps. One of them is tevakshena kakesef. If you do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow you to transcend, to jump, to emerge into a higher state. That higher state doesn't connect really to the process before. There are 2 processes. There is one process called weak emergence, one is strong emergence. Weak emergence is there is no direct correlation to the steps below, to the ideas below, but the emergent state, you could create some kind of interrelation. So there's a weak causality. Strong emergency is that you did all the steps and you emerge into a higher state that has no connection to the steps before. Torah's avoid of Torah is to go and work and to transcend, emerge into a state which is in essence emergent state, that the state is a state of metziah that doesn't connect to anything before. Therefore, as much as you learn, that's why a person who has achieved in learning is not the person who learns and knows all shas. Is that by learning all shas, you transcend to something way above that you can't even cause what daf get you to know. You create a pattern, you create libyoimer, you get into something called Ruach HaKodesh. That's why Shavuos is not made of the Yomim. The Yomim, if you look at it, there's only one time measure. The time measure doesn't have physical phenomena to indicate it. A month has a physical phenomenon. A month has physical phenomenon. A year has a physical phenomenon to indicate it. The only one that doesn't have anything is the week. The week, what happens? But the week is a mystical phenomenon. Like the Tzaddik always says that the seven is the full cycle. Because the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu keneged Shish Shevi Shiva Yemei Bereishis, a seven creates a whole. The idea of the week is that mystical wholeness that's created for the individual. It's not physical, but you transcend. So that's the idea. 7 days, if you do the right way, they become a week. They transcend, they emerge into a week. Shavuos is the yontev that's made by the tziruf of those emerging states that you emerge into even a higher state, which is the Yoyim HaShmini, which is Nasa Yoyvel. So the days creates weeks, 7 weeks creates the Yoyvel, which is the Alma de Cherus, which is the Tachlis Abina. And that is the ultimate. You should know that this is the ultimate three-dimensional process. Days, if you work on the days, the Yogata of the days, creates a Motzosa of Shabbos. That's why Shabbos Kibiyochol, which is the concept of Shabbos, is Kviya Vekaima. Is a Kudosh Baruch Hu, is a Matona from a Kudosh Baruch Hu, because to emerge from 7 days into a week, only a week creates the Yontif. So this is the idea. Always look at the Rambam. The mitzvah is to count days, because you can't get weeks unless you count days. But what creates Shavuos is the weeks. The days is what we have to do. We have to care. The weeks come out mimela. That's the matzosa. That's why the Rishon LeZion says, if you count, even though the mitzvah is to count weeks, but what is important is to count the days, because the days are the ones that make the weeks. According to the Chizkuni, that emergent state only was Shaykh and Beis HaMikdash. Today, as much as we learn, we can never reach that state, that emergent state, because we don't have the connection with the Beis HaMikdash. And according to the Chizkuni, the only ones that can achieve that emergent state is Klal Yisrael. Individually, might not achieve that, but Klal Yisrael allows you to achieve that. So that's the avoida of the Shavuos. The avoida of the Shavuos is that by doing our avoida step by step, we create a wholesome that allows us to jump process into a higher state. That in the physical sense, we cannot even participate, understand, or grasp it. But in the mystical sense, that's what creates. And Shavuos is the yontev of weeks, is not the yontev of days. Yogata u'motzasa, timing.